He is the newest member of the New England Patriots, wide receiver Deion Branch. Deion, Dale, and Michael again, welcome home.
Yes, sir. I truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Man, you are Deion, you are truly a businessman. Now, we expected you at 10:30. You arrive early. Is that like one of those Bill Belichick things where the meeting starts at a certain time?
Exactly. It's sort of like that. You know, I think I learned a lot from that guy at an early age. And I think it carried me thus this far. And hopefully, you know, one day I can be like you all.
be like us. If you be like us, get there at the last minute for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Deion, when did you hear about the trade? And what was your first thought when you found out you were going back to New England?
When did I hear about it? I heard about it about 2 years ago. That's when I first heard about it. But seriously, man, I think this year, I think once the Randy Moss trade went through, you know, that's when the rumors kind of picked up. Now, I don't know what Randy Moss was traded, Tuesday, right?
Yes.
And I think Wednesday, that's when I heard the rumors. Nothing from the organization, but you just hear the rumors and then, you know, stuff started going from there. I think the rumors turned into reality.
How much of the offense is the same from when you were here last? How much of it is different from what you remember?
Probably about 25% of it is about the same.
That's
you
it?
Know, that's it. That's about it, and I think that's all I remember. I think most of the plays that we're running is the same, but I think the verbiage is totally different, which makes it a little bit more, you know, it makes it a little harder, you know, to come in and say, oh, I remember that play. Yeah, I remember how to run a square in, but it's not the same as what it used to be back in the day. We probably ran it at 12 yards. Now it's 16 or 18. You know, it may be three routes that are the same, but the depth is different, and you have to remember all the difference with the words and everything. So, honestly, I think about 25% of it is about the same.
You know, Deion, I still remember that great 60 Minutes piece on Tom Brady, and the interviewer said, you know what, run the play with eye contact. And you guys looked at each other, and you knew exactly what to do. And she was amazed. So how'd you know how to do that?
Hey, it's so crazy that Brian Hoyer, he's been joking about that all morning.
Is that right?
The same play that you're talking about, I mean, you know, the things that, you know, me and Tom had in common back in the past, you know, how, you know, I say those 4 years, but we got so much work done between my rookie and my second year that my third and fourth year, everything was a breeze. You know, we put in a lot of time in the off season and kind of communicating with each other that way. You know, I mean, I can't just really look at him and tell what he's thinking as far as on a daily basis, but I know by down the distance and certain things, if it's second down, second and long, third and short, I pretty much got an idea of what he wants me to run, you know, back in the past. Now, it's going to take a little time to get that back going again, you know, from this point on.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Where would you compare your understanding of nonverbal communication with Tom Brady now compared to what it was back in the day?
Oh, it's at about 10, because right now I think we both look at each other and just laugh. You know? it's about 10 right now. I think the best thing about it is it shouldn't take as long as it did in the past, just because we're both experienced veteran guys. It's just going to take the little sit down, talk, the conversation, the meetings, and, you know, the one-on-one meetings in the meeting room that we've had three of those already. So everything is moving at a rapid pace. You know, Tom is throwing everything at me at a fast pace, which is good because he knows I can pretty much take it in. And the best thing about this guy, he wants feedback. You know, he doesn't always sit in like, hey, Deion, do this, do that, do that. You know, he says something and like, okay, what are you thinking? So that we both on the same page. And that's the best thing about this guy.
One of the things you were known for when you were here last time was that you could play any of the receiver positions. You were one of those Troy Brown guys who could play any of them. Is it realistic to expect you could jump right in on a Sunday and be able to play any one of three positions this week?
One of the 12 Sundays? Or did you say this Sunday?
This Sunday, yeah.
This Sunday might be a little hard. You know, right now I think I can get a couple plays in at a different position other than what they have me playing now, but not like how I was in the past. you know, like I said, it's only, you know, 75% of this playbook is totally different from Charlie Weiss. You know, that is going to take a little time. This may be one of the hardest offenses to pick up. You know, I think the best part about my situation is I came in during the season, so the only thing I'm doing is learning. I'm taking a test on one chapter, which is just this game plan. You know, if I would have came in like the second or third week of training camp, now it's a whole lot harder because now the team isn't really waiting on me to pick up all this stuff. I got to learn on the fly and keep going. The thing is, the game plan is just like we're just strategizing for this one game, you know.
You know what, Deion, I got to give you credit. I remember before you left, right before the 2006 season, there was a contract dispute between you and the Patriots, and I'm thinking to myself, and even saying on the air, there's no way Deion Branch is going to get the money that he's looking for and what's going on. And you know what? I was wrong. A lot of us were wrong. You got the money you were looking for, plus some. What were your thoughts when you first left the Patriots and went to Seattle? Was there any type of bitterness or resentment when you wound up on the West Coast?
No bitter, no resentment. I just, at that time, I just really wish that we really could have got it done. But at the same time, I also understand the business side of it. You know, sometimes it can work out. Sometimes it just can't get it right. And, you know, I just think it was no hatred amongst me or nor the New England organization. We just couldn't get the numbers and stuff lined up. And that stuff happens. And I think that's the best part about me returning is that I think we both know and feel like, hey, we have some unfinished business and we really want you here and I really want to be here. And I think that made the process a whole lot more easier to return, knowing that we didn't leave on a sour note. When I left, everything was good. Coach Belichick and myself continued to talk. Tom and I continued to talk, along with the rest of the players on the team that I still keep in contact with. It was no hard feelings. I just wish at the time that we could have got it done and we wouldn't have lost those 4 years that we've lost in between times.
And now look at you. You got so much disposable income, Deion. You say to the team, okay, I can hook you up with a little contract restructuring. I mean, I got enough money for that. Is that how it went down?
It's sort of, but, you know, at the same time, it's all about two organizations communicating and trying to make ends meet. And I think we both took a little to give a little, you know what I'm saying, on both parts. You know, I just wouldn't sit back and say, hey, no, I want this, I want that. I think we both sat down and we got everything done, and it worked out for both of us. I think both parties are happy. It's a win-win for both parties.
You know how I can tell when a wide receiver is any good? It's based on what their quarterbacks say about them. And today in the paper, Matt Hasselbeck was talking about how much he enjoyed playing with you, how happy Tom Brady's going to be that he's playing with you. Sort of sounds like all the stuff Tom Brady said when you left here.
You know what? The thing is, I'm very blessed, and I tell guys all the time, ever since I left high school, I've been blessed to have great quarterbacks. At Louisville, Chris Redman, David Jones, you know, get drafted by, you know, respectively one of the best quarterbacks in the league, have the opportunity to go to the West Coast and play with another great quarterback in Matt Hasselbeck, and also to return back to Tom Brady. I'm very thankful, very blessed, man. And, you know, I enjoyed my 4 years over there in Seattle with Matt. You know, got there, learned a lot of things that I didn't pick up from Tom with this guy, you know, with Matt Hasselbeck. And I'm very thankful, man. I've been blessed and to have two great quarterbacks, like you said.
Now you're north of 30. Not old by any means, because I'm well north of 30, Deion. But how are the wheels now compared to how they were before you left?
Oh, you know what? They're great. I actually feel like I'm about 27, to be honest. I'm being very honest about that. That's how I feel. And mentally, I feel like I'm about 21, which is the most important thing. You know, coming into this game, I was just playing off raw ability. You know, really didn't do a lot of film study. You know, you think you know it all. You know, you're rookie, your second and your third year. But I think now I'm so knowledgeable of the game of football. You know, I know how to sit down and really break a film down and break a DB down. I can tell you what defense the guys are playing off of two or three guys on the team. And I think that stuff carries a long way. That's why Troy was able to play so long. It wasn't the fact he was the fastest guy on the field. This guy had so much knowledge, it didn't matter. He knew how to get open. And those are the things that will carry me into my 10, 11, 12, 13 years as well. You know, learning up under those guys, Troy Brown and David Patton.
You know, your football timing has always been impeccable, and I would say even with this trade, your football timing is impeccable. Mm-hmm. Your real estate timing sucks.
Yes, sir. My timing is terrible with the real estate, man.
You just sold your place here, right?
Yes, sir. I sold it about 2 months ago. It's a joke. You know, I that was one of the jokes I told. I was like, Coach Belichick, I wish you would text me or something. Gave me some kind of heads up. Like, hey, we may come after you before the trade deadline is over. You know, something. But, you know, that stuff happens. You know, like I said, hey, I didn't know. You can tell by that, because if I had any idea this was going to go down like this, I would have never sold my house. So it works out that way. You know, and I actually called the guy who I sold it to. I don't think that we both talked about put that in the contract. If I get traded, I get to get my house back. But it's okay. You know, I'm pretty cool now. Everything's smooth.
Well, I'm wondering why you kept the house so long. Did you all, was it in the back of your mind that you would play for the Patriots again?
I was actually renting out to Derek Burgess. You know, Derek Burgess, who was here, he was living in it. You know, the biggest thing, man. I'm in the real estate business now a little bit, not a lot, a little bit. And I was just actually, when I left, I had it for a year, and the next thing you know, I started renting it. And that was cool. You know, having a steady income coming in, that was cool with me. And then once he left for good, I was just like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sell it. And that's what happened. Took a little hit on it just because of the real estate market, how, you know, that thing fell. But everything worked out. It's pretty cool now. I find myself in a renting position now. I got to find something to rent. So,
I have a feeling that there's some folks in that area who might be calling you up and offering you places to rent.
Well, just let me stay for free, or
well, maybe,
or
yeah, maybe that. Well, let's see how you play Sunday.
Okay, that sounds good. And hopefully, then I'll be renting for free then. If we can leave it in that note.
Dion, welcome back. It's nice to talk to football with you again. We haven't talked in a few years, and we'll look forward to watching you play.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you all for having me.
Okay, Dion, thanks.
That is the newest member of the New England Patriots, wide receiver Dion Branch.